Welcome to Dracena Wines Podcast. Our wines plus your moments equals great memories. I'm your host, Lori, and this is a podcast about all things wine. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening in. Before we get into the podcast, I'm asking if you could please share with your friends what you are listening to. Word of mouth is the best form of marketing, and if you are enjoying our podcast, your friends just may also. This week, I am back on the road. I spent the evening in New York City at the James Suckling Great Wines of the Andes event. It was amazing. There wasn't a wine in the room that scored less than a 90, and I had the distinct pleasure of tasting two, yes, two 100-point wines, including the 2015 Almaviva Puente Alto from Chile that was the 2017 Wine of the Year. Plus, I got to taste some incredible Cab Franc. As with these types of podcasts, I am in a giant room with over 500 people and music, so the background noise is pretty loud. I have edited it to the best of my ability, but please forgive the noise. I talked to some fun, wonderful wineries and winemakers, so I hope you enjoy. Sláinte.
So my next stop is Almaviva, which is, and I'm speaking with Danielle Thompson, and this wine, I had to come taste it, not only because it was the wine of the year, 2017, but it is also a collaboration with Baron Philippe de Rothschild, and anybody who follows me knows my infatuation with them. So I am speaking with Danielle, and she's going to talk about the winery itself and the interesting story behind the label.
Thank you. So Almaviva Winery is just a wonderful winery that's been founded basically 20 years ago. We are celebrating our 20th anniversary of this 2015, which is the 100-point that you referred to earlier. And the winery itself is based in Maipo Valley, but it's in Alta Maipo, so high altitude, smack up against the Andes Mountains, about 26 feet above sea level. And we produce this one label. That's all we make. So it's a Grand Cru or Primer Orden is what we say of Chile. And everything is dedicated, obviously, from the vineyards to the winery, the winemaking team, to this one label. And essentially it's an icon of the area that reflects the best of the terroir, which is known so well for Cabernet Sauvignon. In fact, it's reflected in the blend as well. The blend is usually two-thirds Cabernet Sauvignon, followed by about 20% Carmenere, a little bit of Cabernet Franc, and some Petit Verdot. We generally age anywhere from 16 to 19 months in new French oak, and then of course another year in bottle before it's released. And one of the favorite things that I like to talk about with Almaviva is the label. The label is so genuine, and it really talks about the families involved in this winemaking venture, which is from Baron Philippe Rothschild of Chateau Mouton's fame, and then of course Vigne Conchitoro, which some people know Don Melchor. And these two families came together essentially in 1996, to create this brand. And the label itself, even though it seems like it's a Spanish name, it actually comes from French sonority. The Baron Count Almaviva from Marriage of Figaro, which was written by Baron Pierre de Beaumarchais. Well, as it turns out, the Baroness Philippine married one of the descendants of the Beaumarchais family, and she was able to secure the original manuscript, basically back in the archives, and lived his handwriting, his own handwriting, and used that as the artwork to represent the French culture.
Oh my God.
And then meanwhile you have this disc, which is a circular symbol that is used by the Mapuche, the indigenous people of Chile, to really represent their idea of the cosmos, the sun, the moon, the earth. And then you see within this are the four cardinal signs, the north, south, east, west. And then within that you have these dots which represent the seasons, winter, spring, summer, fall. And then the stripes that are very representative of the winds, which are stronger in the north and south and then in the east and west with winds. So anyhow, it's paying homage to both cultures inside the bottle but also to the package. And we're just really honored to be represented in the United States, especially New York and here at the James Tasting. So thank you.
Do you know how the collaboration came about? Like, how did they decide to get together and do this collaboration?
So the collaboration was really based on the Baroness's father, the Baron Philippe. He started a joint venture with the Robert Mondavi family in Napa Valley. And so Opus One was their benchmark, and really the concept of Opus One and the success of that was so beyond their expectations. They got to represent that or to replicate it in Chile, knowing that that was one of the key, I want to say, cornerstones of winemaking for Cabernet Sauvignon, as I mentioned earlier with Maipo Valley, especially Alto Maipo. So really that was the concept behind it. And again, to only focus on one thing, their core competency, which is to make the finest, most beautiful wine from the region that they could possibly.
And they obviously did, considering they got a 97 on the 2014 and a 100, which is like unheard of, 100 on the 15. Do you know like what it was like when they got that score? Like what it was?
Well, to be honest, the winery is so humble. Our winemaker is one of the most humble men you'll ever meet. And that's so refreshing, especially in this industry. So there was really no talk about any anticipation of it's going to be this ballpark 100-point year. But there's been so much dedication and effort year after year going into the vineyard and really reinvesting back into the product itself to make the best wine we possibly can. We have everything from underground irrigation that's 5 feet below surface level to obviously controlling thermal, basically thermal mapping and controlling hydro stress per plant. In addition to that, the best quality input from tanks that are, you know, customized so that they suit each lot that's harvested and individual fermentation before it's blended, to the best corks that they can find in bottles. So really the point is, I think leading up to this, we've just been putting the time in and putting the research in and putting all the investment back into the best wine we can make.
Yeah, the Rothschilds don't do anything unless it's full 100%, 110%.
And to that point with the Rothschilds, I just want to make note that the success of this brand is really on three different parties. Obviously, we've got Alma Viva as the core, and we have our own independent winemaker who's the lead winemaker, Michel Friot. He has pedigree of his own, right, from Chateau Margaux and also working up in the Southern Hemisphere as well. But we also have one of the lead winemakers from Conchitoro is Enrique Tirado. And then we have our, I want to say the CEO, but also he oversees all the winemaking from Chateau Mouton, Philippe de Laurent. And he comes every year. So the three of them sit together on a panel to really oversee and make sure that the blend is approved before it's bottled. And that's another point that makes this wine so successful.
It takes a team.
It always takes a team, right?
Right. That's excellent. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So I am now currently at Clo Ajaca in La Posto, and I am with the owner, Charles, and he's going to explain how the and give us a little bit background about the wine.
Yes, well, we're a French family. You might know us more for our spirits, Grand Marnier. And 25 years ago, we moved to Chile because we fell in love with the Apalta vineyard in the Colchagua Valley. Beautiful 100 years old vineyards are the base of Clo Apalta, and no phylloxera in the country, allowing us to have a beautiful vine with very nice low natural yields, really amazing. 25 years forward, now we have two wineries, La Posso, which is our entry winery, if you will, and of course the iconic winery, Clo Apalta.
Okay, so since they are sister wineries, I heard you mention earlier that it's actually the same vineyards, you have the same vines.
Exactly.
So what is the process of determining which goes into which label?
Well, so La Posso has four vineyards around Chile. I have one in Casablanca, where we have our Chardonnay, one in La Quinoa, where we have the Sauvignon Blanc, and one in Apalta, where we produce our Syrah and the Rosé. Then Clo Apalta is 160 hectares. 60 of them are selected for Clo Apalta. The 100 that stays are for La Posto. All right, so how do we do this? It's just a grape selection. We taste the grapes, we know the quality, and if they're good enough, we go to Clo Apalta. Otherwise, they're selected for La Posto.
Okay, excellent. So now I have to ask, what made you choose to go to Chile? You said you're French, so, you know.
Well, it's actually the 100 years old vineyards. This is unique in the world. You have to think that the phylloxera killed the entire vineyard around the world. The only place where there was no phylloxera is Chile. And in Apalta, because we have an amazing terroir, the vines survive on their own. So we actually have 40 hectares of pre-phylloxera vineyards that were ungrafted, dry farmed, they're still alive. And this is the base of Gro Apalta. This is unique. There's no other place in the world where you can have this vineyard. And of course, we found back the Carmenere, the last grape of Bordeaux. That's why also we're based on Carmenere.
Okay, excellent. So you gotta tell us the flower that represents
the label. So my family, we're, as you know, I'm from Grand Marnier, from Chateau de Sancerre, we're luxury products driven. So the wine for us, our philosophy is that the wine should be a reflection of the place where it comes from. So it's a terroir driven. And so the wine is from the terroir, and the packaging also reflects the place where it comes from. So when we chose the color of the label, we wanted something that was unique to this place. And in Chile, there's a flower called the azulillo. Azul in Spanish means blue, that only grows in Chile and specifically Apalta. And so this is the blue of the label comes from the blue of the flower.
And now tell us about this wine that got a 100-point score.
Exactly. Apalta is the only wine of South America who had 100 points back-to-back by James Suckling on the 14 and 15 vintage. Also, when Suckling used to work for One Spectator, it was also 3 times in the top 3 at One Spec, being number 3, number 2, number 1 in the world. So,
well, that is very impressive. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
So I am now at Yrashuis Winery, and I am speaking with Michel, and he's going to explain to us about this wine.
Now we're tasting Don Maximiano 2015. That is a red blend. It's a wine made with Cabernet Sauvignon, Petit Verdot, Cabernet Franc, Malbec, and Carmenere. 20 months of oak. 67% of the oak is new, and this is a wonderful wine, very light, a new style of wine. Used to be a lot of Cabernet, now we changed, it's a red blend, and I find the wine is very elegant, very light, fresh, a lot of complexity, many layers of flavors, many layers of aromas. It's a very, very good wine.
I tasted it. It's an excellent wine. I must concur. It's an excellent wine. So tell us about the fruit that it comes from. Where are the vineyards located? What's the climate like?
Okay. Yeah, the winery is in Aconcagua, north of Santiago, 140 kilometers to the north of Santiago, in Chile. And that's where we have all the vineyards. We have around 240 hectares, mainly Cabernet, Carmenere, Pivardot, Cabernet Franc. And the age of the vines, we're talking about 25 to 40 years old, very old vines. The oak, we're using French oak, mainly two brands, Seguin Bojol and Toronto, two good brands of oak. And the winemaker is Francisco Petty, that was already twice the best winemaker in Chile by French of Chile. And that's a very, very important recognition. And to finish, the wine has 96 points.
And in terms of your climate for these grapes, what do they typically say? What's your, is it harvesting time?
Normally we harvest the red wines in the month of March, more or less. The last grape that we harvest is Cabernet. Cabernet, you need to wait. We start with the light, with the Merlot. We start with Cabernet, Syrah, and the last one is Cabernet. Cabernet, you need to wait until last week of April, more or less. And the climate that we have in Aconcagua is a very, very good climate for red grapes like Cabernet Sauvignon. During the winter, we have temperatures between 2-5 Celsius, and it can go up to 26 Celsius. During the winter, then very mild weather, very consistent weather. It means very consistent
So when you harvest this fruit, you're saying that you pick them separately. Are they stored separately and then blended as a final decision?
Yeah, completely. We start with Cabernet, and the fermentation process starts with Cabernet. We put the Cabernet in French oak and we wait. And June, more or less, that's where we blend the wine. Francisco, the winemaker, is going to blend also with the owner, with the Eduardo Chavez, and they're going to decide what is the percent of grain that they want to blend the wine. And from there, it goes to oak, the barrels, and the weight, and the final result is a wonderful one.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And I am starting my evening off with Trevici Wines, and I am speaking with Patricia Castro. She's going to give us a little background on the winery itself, and then we'll go into the wines.
Okay, so Trevici is located in Mendoza. Actually, it's located in Maipú, that is one of the departments that are in Mendoza province, in Argentina for sure. The winery is from 1883. And it used to be located in Veracruz, but it's another section in High Mendoza, so we changed the section to another building that was built in 1920, that is Florentine style. So you have actually probably training here, so maybe then you can show. So this is the winery from 1920, and it was abandoned by around 40 years. So in 2006, Grupo Peñaflor, that is actually the big company that owns Trapiche, that owns Mascota Vineyards, Finca Las Moras, El Esteco, that is my colleague actually. This building, we restore it, and we proceed to put all the vineyards in this way. We do have also vineyards located in Yuko Valley, that these wines are coming from Double. And the winemaker is Daniel P. He's actually really famous. He has some interviews in the content and drink business. And there is another person that we're trying to give more empowerment, that is Ekuka Sen. So that's kind of our little history. Something else, any questions or something special you would like to know?
We will talk about the wines to start off with. So the Malbec, you said, got a 96 points
by Jim Sacklin last February, and it has 18 months in French oak barrels from the first use, and then 12 months bottle aging. So it's a very special wine because we have three special terroir series. We have the best diversity of Malbec, we have this one that is called Colita, then we have another one that is called Orellana and Ambrosia, and then we have three limited edition coming from Grupo Valle. And on the other side, we have Sky, that is Sky. It's in Quechua, that is a native language from Argentina. It used to be a daily language, and it needs to. And that's because of the combination of two different grape varieties. In this case, 70% Malbec and 30% Cabernet Franc. We do have another Sky that is 97% Syrah and 3% Meunier. So we have two different options. This wine is from 2007, the first wine. This vintage is 2013. But the first vintage was 2003, and it used to be Merlot instead of Malbec. But you know that Malbec is great in Argentina, so we decided to change with the winemaker and our agronomist. So that's kind of our information.
Okay. And how much Cabernet Franc is grown? Is it a large percentage of the vines?
Yes, it is a large percentage. We don't try to use it that much. We try to use more Malbec and more Cabernet Sauvignon. Now it's kind of trendy Cabernet Franc. But we usually use it for blends. So I did this to make blendings with the Cabernet.
And how many cases? Trevici is rather large, correct?
Yes, we have a big portfolio. In this case, the production is around 18 and 20 bottles, 20,000 bottles. So in the rest of the portfolio, we have Grand Medalla, and we have a few of those ones. They are very, very neat, but we have a huge portfolio, so that's my collection.
Okay. And these two wines, they're available here in?
Yes, they're available with the wine group, that's our big important, and the distribution here is with South.
Did you know that Dracena Wines now has a wine club? We named it the Chalk Club. Draco is on our label, but Vegas was getting a little jealous, so we decided he deserved to be our club spokesdog. In Las Vegas, betting chalk means that you are betting on all of the favorites. We are betting that we are one of your favorite wineries, so we thought the name was apropos. The club is simple, yet a bit different than most. When you wager on us, we will ship you 3 bottles of wine twice a year, once in April and once in September. You can choose all red or mix of red and rosé. You immediately receive 15% off of all your wine purchases throughout the year, but what makes our club stand out is the progressive discount. Let your club membership ride into the next year. Your discount increases. Each year you parlay your membership, you receive an additional 5% off up to a planned maximum of 25%. Your club shipments are discounted to a flat $15, plus we'll cover your club shipping cost for your second shipment. That's $15 house money in a sure bet for you. So please head to our website, DracenaWines.com, and find out all of the benefits of joining the Chalk Club and how to sign up. We've stacked the odds so that you can get our award-winning wines without breaking the bank. Thanks for listening to Dracena Wines Podcast. If you have suggestions on what topics you would like us to discuss, please reach out to us on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, Google, and Periscope as @DracenaWines. I am also on LinkedIn as Lori Hoyt Budd, or email us at DracenaWines.com. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast catcher to help others find us more easily. We are found on all of your favorite aggregators. To subscribe easily to iTunes, go to bit.ly/DracenaPodcast. That's bit.ly/DracenaPodcast, and that's a capital D for Dracena and capital P for podcast. Please check out our award-winning wines and find out about our wine club at DracenaWines.com. And remember to always pursue your passion. Sláinte!